Dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for today's investor and analyst conference call on POLYTEC full year results 2023. An interesting year full of challenges is over. Let's have a look on the financial performance of 2023 before we look to the outlook for the financial year 2024. I would like to start with a brief look at our turnover. In financial year 2023, we generated 636 million in group sales. This is an increase of 5.8% or 35 million compared to previous year. At the beginning of 2023 financial year, the management of the POLYTEC Group planned a higher sales target in its outlook for the full year. In the first half year, the market recovery and numerous new project startups led to significantly higher sales figures compared to the first half year of 2022. In contrast, short-term reduction in call-offs occurred in the third quarter. Due to lower production volume of one of our main customers and lower number of sales of electrified vehicles, our originally expressed sales expectation was withdrawn. The passenger cars and light commercial vehicle market area grew by 6% and continues to be our most important segment, accounting for 74% of POLYTEC Group's total sales. Revenue in the commercial vehicle market area increased by 10% compared to previous year to over 109 million, returning to the triple-digit range since 2020. This market area accounts for more than 17% of the group's total revenues. Sales in the smart plastic and industrial applications market area declined slightly by around 4% to 56 million in 2023. As in the previous year, call-offs from one key customer remained still below expectations during 2023. Now let's have a look at the earning figures. The EBITDA amounted to 26.6 million euro, coming from 33.2 million. Thus, the EBITDA margin decreased by 1.3 percentage points year-on-year from 5.5 to 4.4%. EBIT amounted to minus 6.7 million and was hence in a negative territory for the first time since the Lehman year back in 2009. In 2023, the EBIT margin decreased from plus 0.1% to minus 1.1% compared to prior year. The fact that achieving a positive operating result for the full 2023 financial result would be a challenge and its slightly negative EBIT margin cannot rule out was pointed out by the management in quarterly reports during the year. Main drivers were higher personnel costs and other operating expenses. CEO and CEO Michael Suema will comment later on. The financial result of the POLYTEC Group amounted to minus 9.1 million. Coming from minus 3.1 million in the previous year. The increase was due to the higher level of interest rates. Some of our promissory note loans have a variable interest rate and as well higher costs for our factoring program. This led to a negative consolidated profit after tax amounting to minus 14.1 million. Earnings per share came to a minus of 46 cents. Following this negative result, the Management Board and Supervisory Board of POLYTEC Holding AG will propose to the Annual General Meeting that no dividend to be paid out for 2023 fiscal year. Nevertheless, equity is still on a healthy level. Despite of the negative earnings in 2023, POLYTEC still has a strong equity ratio of 41.4%. Finally, after all these not amusing figures of the past year, we are sure that 2024 will be definitely a much better one. So what does the management expect for the 2024 financial year, our outlook? From today's perspective, the management of POLYTEC Holding AG expects planned consolidated sales revenues in the range of 660 to 710 million euro for the 2024 financial year, and is targeting an EBIT margin of around 2 to 3%. Rising sales trend will be strengthened by the ramp-up of new projects, which are a consequence of the high order intake of previous years. In the 2024 financial year, the Polytech Group expects passenger cars production figures for Europe to be roughly at the previous year's level, while the production of heavy-duty commercial vehicles is expected to decline slightly. Call-off figures are expected to rise in the smart plastic and industrial application market segment. The earnings situation of the Polytech Group in 2024 will be negatively impacted by the high level of wage and material costs, which have already been taken into account in the outlook. Measures introduced in the previous year to increase operational efficiency, especially for two plants, are already showing improvements. However, their full implementation may still take time. Overall, an improvement in earnings is expected in the first quarter of 2024 after an EBIT of minus 7 million in the second half year of 2023. Please find the complete text of the outlook in the report. Let me be clear at the end. We are confident to come back to profitability in 2024. Our conclusion is based on the following 3 points. 1, excellent order intake, showing our innovative product solutions and the high trust of our customers. 2, successfully led negotiations with our customers to reach a higher price level. And 3, improvement in our operating performance. And now I would like to hand over to our CEO and CEO, Michael Swaemer.
Thanks, Markus. Good morning also from my side. 2023, a year to master challenges and, in parallel, seize the rising opportunities. The result represents the different challenges in the automotive sector in general and Polytech in specific. In general, the European market car market registrations are still around 20% below pre-crisis level of 2019, with substantial changes in product mix due to transformation of mobility in terms of drivetrain. After a recovering first half year 2023, our existing business fell below expectations, preliminary in the areas of e-mobility and logistics. On top of that, we were confronted with cost increases, which, as in the past, we were only able to pass on with some delay. In line with our Polytech solution force as a market approach, we have transformed our market position as a one-stop shop for complex plastic solutions. This led to record order intake in 2022 and a similar high level in 2023. And this with innovative products, for instance, in e-mobility, the agricultural segment, or painted exterior. For the latter, we are currently expanding our production capacity in England significantly, thanks to order intakes of two British premium customers. Due to our successful order intakes in the past years, we had an enormous number of new launches in 2023. In the last 12 months, we launched 600 new tools, which was and still is a high demand on our organization. 50% of these 600 tools were launched in two plants only, impacting the operational performance. Several parallel launches in combination with limited availability and extended procurement time of special machinery, the Lohne and Weierbach plants experienced excess ramp-up cost and output shortages. This resulted in unexpected major costs to maintain the customer delivery, which dominates in the automotive business. Additionally, the high demand for temporary staff in a competitive labor market further affected productivity. We immediately took countermeasures at all levels. Meanwhile, important machinery has been installed, and we see a good stabilization in one of these two affected plants. We expect the situation in Lohne to improve further in the coming months. Whereas in Weierbach, due to a strategic transformation of the main customer, the product portfolio has become significantly more fragmented. This still impacts the central manufacturing process and consequently the entire plant. So we are further facing challenges there, with an expected improvement within the second half of this year. As well known, increases in a wide range of cost drivers require adjusted price agreements with our customers. We have managed to find agreements for raw material and energy within 2023. Following intense discussions at the end of the previous year, we have secured compensation for an important share of inflation-related costs in 2024 already. This not only contributes to our financial position, but also serves as a validation of our strong standing in the industry and our positive reputation among customers. In fact, the domestic automotive market will continue to confront us with major challenges. Based on our broad know-how in product engineering and our strong customer relationships, we stand for innovation. This leads us to a solid position in a difficult environment. With this in mind, I'd like to highlight some essential financial values. We account interest-bearing liabilities of 172 million euro out of a balance sheet total of 533 million euro. Only the book value of tangible assets is 242 million euros. Polytec has an equity of 220 million or 41%. Compared to these values, the current market capitalization is 73 million euro. It's up to everybody to evaluate the balance of risks and opportunities of this proportion. This was our statement for the fiscal year 2023.